Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
I recently read a book where there are stories about a certain man called Crazy John. And the book is about community which talks about their stories about this man. And the community in this his part of the town gave him this nickname because he did things only crazy people would do. But after his death, the community gathered together and started to share their stories about him, who he was, and how he helped each person. After a while, they realized that the Crazy John was not crazy, but was full for Christ. He was a holy man. So when I was reading, there was one story which came from a family who experienced beautiful change in their life. Their father and mother and two boys, 14 and 11. And the older son was always a troublemaker. He always fought with his parents. He had bad grades, fought with his teachers. He would always come after midnight. He would do various pranks and mischiefs in his town. And he generally just hang out with a bad crowd of people. And there was one time in the story where him and his friends beat up Crazy John. But suddenly, in the turn of the page, it says, something changed. Something changed in the young man's life. He had a conversion. And it doesn't say why or what. It just says, something changed. This young man started to come to church, and he was always seen with his Bible that was given to him by Crazy John at some point. It is not explained why this young man changed his life, but what is explained is what happened to this young man's surrounding. He abandoned his pranks and mischiefs. His bad lifestyles. And immediately, teachers started to praise him. He started to get good grades. He started to do mischiefs and pranks. He stopped to hang out with the bad people, bad friends, and the quarreling at their household stopped altogether, immediately. And his parents were confused. Why would their son do such a drastic change in his life? At first, they blamed it on a girl. But then they started to think about their life, about where they live, about their community. And they started to remember that always those when they were in the problems, someone helped them out, either them or their children. And when they were going through their stories one by one, they realized it was this crazy man, Crazy John. So after the recollection, the parents started to ask themselves, do we live a good lifestyle? Our son is putting us to shame. And more questions arised. How to change? How to become better? And then they remembered a small phrase that Crazy John gave them, just randomly. And he told them, find spiritual father and go to confession, and your life will turn around. So when they remembered that, Next Sunday, they went to church, they went to confession, and then they found a spiritual father who guided them in their spiritual life. That one thing, whatever it may be in their son's life, may change in their life. Whatever it may be, change their life. Since we are at the doorstep of our fourth fasting season, and it's the last season in our liturgical year, the Dormition Fast, I figured I might give you a challenge. No, don't become crazy. But, and I know that you already have one challenge, which is to come for every feast day that your church offers. But that challenge is until our last breath. But I want to give you a challenge which is only 15 days long and starts tomorrow, from August 1st to August 15th, where we prepare to celebrate the Feast of Dormition. I could tell you not to eat certain foods, but it's not just about that. These fasting seasons are not for us to get in shape or to give up something that we don't actually eat. These fasting seasons are for us to struggle, to take up the cross. And even tomorrow, I'm wearing a red vestment because tomorrow we are remembering procession of the Holy Cross. Reminder to struggle, to look towards Christ, not to give up, look upwards. So, here is one portion of the practical spiritual struggle where we work on ourselves and try to fix ourselves. Forgive me, skip the paragraph. We can struggle with food, struggle to look more upwards towards God, but most importantly, to correct our ways so we can grow closer to God. So what is this challenge that I'm talking about for 15 days? The one thing that can change not just our life, but the life around us. The challenge is not to judge and not to gossip. Last week I preached about guarding our eyes, how we should protect them. Mouth doesn't see, but mouth gives out. And this is the spiritual practice where we pay attention to what we say, especially about others. We keep the commandments, love your neighbor as yourself. That means don't gossip, don't judge. So for 15 days, I hope you take this challenge. Look at your life and see what's happening in your life. And if you judge or if you gossip about someone and slander them, then we know that there is something wrong with us. And if we catch ourselves doing it, come for confession. Any day, any time, you hear my phone call, phone number, I'm there. And if you fall 14 to 15 times every single day, I'll be there for you. And not just that, but I will be struggling with you. And I'll be watchful over my mouth too. And I hope that you will be, what's the word? Make me responsible for my own actions, for my own words. And I will also pray for you that this struggle becomes something beautiful and that it might change your life towards God. there was something beautiful. The young man in the story changed something in his life, and this one little change caused reaction that he probably didn't even expect. So let us learn from this young man. Let us change a little bit. Take up the challenge. And we will see God's blessings within our life. Glory to Jesus Christ.